Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover a wide range of topics from common courtesies and communication skills to everyday life interactions, only to name a few. We should all be aware that etiquette truly encompasses every area of our lives. If you are listening live, call 516-418-5894. And now, here is your host, certified speaker, teacher, trainer, author, and coach, Miss Donna.
And Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Miss Donna. Today is Sunday, March 1st, 2020. We are broadcasting live from the beautiful city of Atlanta. Oh, it's been a beautiful day. The weather has just been great today. Well, I am so glad you are joining us. We are in our series titled Couples in Love, and we have a very special couple coming up in just a moment. But of course, since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway, for the benefit of the new listeners that are listening to us and have joined us this evening, I want to make sure I answer that question, because it is an etiquette show, so I think that would be appropriate to do that. So etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior. That's a fancy word for manners, in fact. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, who would not want to make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable? The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning to. Later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England, they just thought it was so important that they copied the rules from the French court. And what happened was these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So kudos go out to Charles I and II. Well, once again, welcome to our couples in love. I am so excited. This is part three of our series. Part one and two were on this past Friday and Saturday. And, of course, we begin these series because February is traditionally the month that breaks records when it comes to getting engaged, to getting married. I guess that's because of Valentine's. And during Valentine's Day, love is in the air. Okay, so our couple this evening, they're going to share some pointers on keeping love in the air beyond Valentine's Day. Okay, how about that? Now, what I've done in the previous shows for our series is I just wanted to take the time for those who have not been married before. You may be planning a wedding or just contemplating whether or not you're going to be married or whatever the case may be. the traditional vows are really important. And so what I want to do, I want to just quickly go over traditional vows so that you actually know what you're doing when you get married, instead of being a little shocked when you're getting married, you're hearing them for the first time. And a lot of times, you're just so in love that you just don't really hear it. So here we go. So for the traditional vow is as follows. I, and then you insert your name, take you, and you insert the name of the person that you're marrying, to be my wife, or the wife will say, to be my husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poor, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish till death do us part. And that's according to God's holy law. In the presence of God, I make this vow, unquote. So again, that is additional vow, okay? And so what I want to do as you're thinking about that, I want to bring on a very special couple. They, in fact, are a retired military couple, and they have traveled the world together, and of course, they survived various challenges, and they're going to share some of those with you or with us. And so it is my great pleasure to introduce you to Robert and Joyce Howard. Well, hello, Robert and Joyce.
Hi, Donna. Thanks for having us on the show.
Oh, you're so welcome. Happy Sunday to you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Good evening,
Robert. Oh, hi, Robert.
Good evening.
I was just wanting to see if you were there as well. Good evening. Good evening.
Yes, I am here. Good evening, Ms. Donna.
All right. I am so excited that you guys are with us. We are going to learn a lot this evening. But first, I want to start out, if you could just tell a little bit about yourself. And that's kind of where we'll start, and we'll find out some other things as we go along.
Okay, I will start it out. Good evening, everyone. My name is Robert Howard. I retired from the military in 1994, and then I retired from the VA prosthetic in 2016. And now I just do a little handyman stuff to get myself up out of bed to help other people.
Wonderful.
Hello, Joyce Howard. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say I was going to thank you all for your service. So go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I am Joyce Howard, and I retired from CDC as an IT specialist, and now I'm working as a sub teacher with the DeKalb County School System.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. How exciting. So listen. First of all, how did you all meet?
Okay. Bob and I, we met through a mutual friend. His name was Ray. But really, we met at a club. So one Friday night, my girlfriend Deborah and I, we decided to go to the club. And who did we see? We saw Ray. Ray, he was sitting at the table with this good-looking guy. You know, this guy, he had like a military haircut, and he had all these muscles, and I just thought he was so handsome. So I just kind of looked at my girlfriend and said, Deborah, I said, you know what? I said, he's going to be mine. And so we laughed, you know, because I just thought, you know, that I just wanted him in a way, like, you know, just go out and just, you know, have some fun. I wasn't even thinking about trying to marry nobody, you know. It was just like, he's going to be mine, you know. So we went to the table and we sat down, and Bob asked me to dance. And I just remember Bob and I started dancing, and we danced and we danced and we danced, and we were just so into each other. We didn't ask anybody else to dance. It was just, you know, like we were just meant to be, you know, together, because it was just, I don't know, I just enjoyed the dance.
Wow. Wow. And by the way, audience, let me interrupt you just for a second. By the way, audience, you heard her say Bob. Bob is short for Robert. Okay, so let's just put that out there right now.
Okay.
Because he was introduced
all right.
to Robert. So, okay, yeah. So those of you might be thinking, well, what is she talking, huh, what, Bob? So, okay, so go ahead. I just want to put
okay,
that's
just one of the names. They call me Bob, so she's the main one to call me Bob. But, you know, after that, our little encounter at the club, you know, doing our own thing, enjoying one another, we actually met again at Ray's apartment complex. I was out there playing ball, and I believe she was visiting somewhere in the apartment. And I turned around and looked again. I said, wow, there she go again. She actually maybe missed my jump shot because I was out there. But once I saw her, everything else just fell by the wayside. You know how you see someone, you start going goo-goo and gaga and all that. So I went up and I reintroduced myself again. I said, hey, remember me? And she said, yeah. So I think the game just ended then because we just started talking to once another again, started having a good time, you know, just being out company again. So she left and I watched her as she walked away and I said, wow, that's a good-looking girl there. I wonder if she's going to be mine one day. So after that, my mother friend was actually Ray's mother, and Ray's mother asked me, why don't you come and go to church with us Sunday? So I said, okay, I will do that. And lo and behold, once I went there, there she was again, Joyce.
Wow.
And I said, yeah. So I said, something is happening here. So I said, this gorgeous girl, and they always say, you want good women, go to church. So I'm going to church, and there she was. But I decided to join that church, and I was said, well, get involved. And I said, I'm going to join the junior young adult choir. And at that time, I didn't really know, but Joyce, she was actually a member of the junior young adult choir. So we was actually there singing together. And, you know, as time went on, we had to keep going to rehearsing. We started seeing each other more, started talking to each other more. So we said, hey, we're just going to start dating one another and be that way. And that way, I said, my dream has come true. She's mine now. She ain't going anywhere.
You know what was so funny, Donna? It was just the fact that Bob and I, we would call each other, right? And so we would just kind of talk on the phone all night long about nothing. I mean, it was just kind of like we just wanted to hear each other's voice. And at that point, I knew we was in love, you know? So it was just really, really amazing thing. And
You know, one thing I actually remember about all of those conversations, I remember that we was on the phone. I calculated it was actually 4 hours from 10 p.m. at night to 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if we went to sleep between conversation or what, but somehow if we were asleep, we were still talking to one another. It was just strange because if you ask what we talked about, I haven't a clue what we were saying. But whatever it was, it went on for 4 hours.
Wow.
And, you know, during this time, I was working for the federal government, and Bob, he was in the Army Reserve, and he was in school. And so he had been in the Army for about 12 years, and he decided that he wanted to join the Navy. And he also wanted to get married, so we talked about it, and I let him know, you know, for some reason I said, it's going to have to be me, you, and God, you know, Jesus in our relationship, because to this day I have no idea where that came from. Because only thing I know is that my mother and my grandmother raised me. So we would attend church every Sunday morning. We would have to be at church. But on Friday and Saturday night, me and my girlfriend, we would go out partying hard, you know, just enjoying the club life. But I knew that come Sunday morning, I had to be at church. And so I guess that's where it came from. You know, it's like I just wanted the Lord to be a part of our life. And so it just kind of came out, you know, and I wasn't expecting it. It was just something that happened, you know. But the Lord just, you know, been with us.
You know, just typically, you know, just like a lot of young people nowadays, we was those Sunday morning Christians. We would go to church on Sunday and did everything we wanted to do during the week. But, you know, sometimes things like that happen, but the main thing, you have to understand where you're heading to, though. And we knew we was out there, and we knew sooner or later that we had to actually stop what we was doing and get right with the Lord. And one of the main reasons why I wanted to get married was because that once I got out of school, I was actually going to the Pryor Institute of Technology. And so once I finished school, I was trying to continue on, and I knew I needed more training because all the people that I wanted to go work with, they said I don't have enough training. So once I got out of school, I actually talked to the recruiter for the Navy. Oh, they seemed like the only one was hiring at that time, and he told me, well, if you go ahead and join the Navy, you can choose what you want to do. And that's what I did, and said, if you come in now, you can get 3 steps above everyone else, and if you graduate advanced training, you can get another step, and that's grades, that is. So I said, okay, and like George mentioned, that's when we had the conversation about getting married, keeping God in our life, and that's how things continued on. And once that happened, we got married one Saturday, and then that same Monday morning, I was back up to Chicago where we lived at once we got married.
Wow.
And, you know, so, go ahead, Donna. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm just so excited.
Oh, okay. Well, I tell you, then we were stationed in Chicago, and then Bob got stationed in Thurso, Scotland. So, you know, Scotland is a cold, cold place. So there wasn't really much to do but have babies. So we decided to start having babies, I guess. And because we were snuggling up so much, it was just so cold, you know. And we found ourselves there having babies. And we actually had my son first. And he is now, today, he's 35. And then we had Victoria. She's 34. And they actually were born a year and like a week apart. They both were born in June. So, but
wow.
I tell you, it was just, you know, nothing to do there. So we just kind of came back home with these babies in the United States, and they actually have dual citizenship because of that. Mm-hmm. But it was a wonderful time, that experience, you know. I enjoyed it. And Bob and I, we've been married 37 years. Today, we got married in August, and August this year is going to be 37 years. So
wow.
Basically, that was how we met, and we started having our babies. And so my daughter did get married, and she has a baby, and we have one grandbaby, Joseph, and her husband is named Gerard. So that's my family, mm-hmm. and we're so proud of them. They're doing well, and the Lord has mm-hmm. truly blessed us. You know, with
yeah.
our marriage and with our family.
Yeah.
So that's how we met. Yeah, we just got that one. So far, my son doesn't have kids yet, but we never know what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah, he's a handsome little man, too. He is so handsome, everyone.
Well, you got to look at the mold that was set.
Oh, absolutely. In case you all are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're having just a delightful conversation with Robert and Joyce Howard. They are sharing, they were just sharing about how they met. And in case you may have joined the show, as you heard her stating that they were in Scotland, it was just so cold, they decided to start having babies. So they were married then. So let me just put that out there in case you guys joined in the tail end of that conversation. But I thought that was so cute that you said you guys were, since it was so cold. Yeah, and that's a great thing. It's
yeah.
to snuggle up when you're cold.
You snuggle up, right.
Sure, yeah. That's how you
so we enjoyed doing that, right?
Yeah,
that's what kept us all these years. Snuggling up.
And just to explain how cold it was, we was on the beach having our party on the 4th of July, and we actually had jackets on.
Wow.
I tell
yeah.
you, Scotland is no joke, you know. It literally rained, sleet, and snow all in one day and all in 1 hour while we were there. We saw it. It was just amazing, you know, the way the weather was so different from here. You wouldn't
sure.
even believe it until you see it. So, but we survived
wow.
it, you know. We kind of met friends there, and we became a military family with the different people that was stationed there, and we just enjoyed it. It was a wonderful time.
That is so wonderful. Yep. And so how long was it? How long was it before you guys got married?
It was approximately 2.5 years.
2.5 years, okay.
I met her after I left the Army and joined the Reserve. And then it was in May, and then we actually started dating around August of that same year. You know, we dated until I got ready to go to the Navy in 83.
And then we had to plan the wedding, you know, so that took some time. We had to do a little planning. So, but, yeah, we was truly in love at that point.
Wow.
Especially since I was in Chicago at that time, and she had to arrange everything and just let me know when to be there. Because, like I said, I came down on a Friday. We got married on Saturday, and I was back in Chicago and training on Monday.
Wow. Yep. Oh, wow. That's pretty neat. And usually,
so, you know,
Joyce, isn't that kind of typical that the guys usually just show up anyway? Because the, you know, the women usually do the work, and then you say, "Look, honey, be here at this time." And
it's her day. That's why guys show up. It's her day.
Yeah. So to make sure,
and you know, And you know, Bob and I, we really didn't have what you say, you know, like a long engagement or anything like that. It was just kind of like he asked me to marry him, and it wasn't like he got down on one knee and proposed and all of that. But, you know, it was still a good thing, because it was like we were still able to go on a honeymoon afterwards. We, you know, we traveled around, but we went different places. So we kind of still had that kind of like honeymoon experience going on, too. So it was really unique. Ours was kind of unique, you know.
I believe the one reason that was because I'm more of a technical kind of person, and I make a decision. I have to think my way through it. That's why we actually had a conversation about what we wanted and what we expected out of each other. A lot of times, you know, everyone goes through this, get down on one knee, crying, flowers flying everywhere and saying, "I love you and I want to marry you and be my wife," you know, from now until doomsday. And then a couple of years later, they're divorced because they was wooing over each other, but they didn't discuss exactly what's going to happen after we get married. And that's the main thing I believe most people need to discuss. Okay, we decide we're going to get married. After we get married, then what? Because a lot of things change when you get married. And in that way, you have to be ready when those changes come.
So it was, we were blessed, though. We were truly blessed. The Lord blessed our marriage. Nobody but Jesus.
Wow. Well, listen, we, and let me give out, it, although it's been posted, you can certainly feel free to email your questions or comments, which we've already begun receiving them already. I'm going to go to them in just a moment. But it's MsDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com, MsDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. For now, we're going to take a little break, and we will be right back in just a moment, and we're going to start addressing your emails. Thank you so much for sending in your emails. We will begin addressing those momentarily. So we'll ask you to, excuse me, don't go away. We will be right back.
Proper business etiquette is a powerful tool that will help you get a job, keep a job, or succeed in a job. Many people think they automatically have proper business etiquette, but often they do not. Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC, is ready, willing, and able to assist in this area. On-site training works. There are 5 benefits to bringing Pages Etiquette Seminars training to your company's door. Number 1, it's convenient. Simply let us know what time is best for your schedule. We can present our seminar right in your company's conference room. Number 2, it's personalized. And recognizing that each company is unique, we will first access your goals and then we will tailor our business etiquette workshop to fit the exact needs of your organization. Number three, it's hands-on. Our seminars involve interactive and high-energy learning, not the put-you-to-sleep boring lectures. In fact, our trainers encourage participation. Number four, it's a realistic training investment. The per-person tuition is significantly competitive and is based on either a 1 hour, a one-half day, or full day of training. You decide. And finally, number five, it's easy. We take care of everything, even down to the minor details. We want to make sure the training is exactly what you want it to be. After completing this workshop, participants will find that technical skills coupled with valuable people skills or good manners will make a tremendous difference both personally and professionally. For additional information or to book your workshop, contact www.pagesetiquette.com. www.pagesetiquette.com. Are you looking for a fabulous voice? You found it here on MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Miss Donna's voice is one of a kind to fit any voiceover need for sure. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help your message stand apart from the rest. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' mind when describing Miss Donna's voice. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on-hold and phone messaging systems, interactive voice response, live announcing, MC, commercials, narrations, audiobooks, documentaries, talk show hosting, and e-learning. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right voice and choice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com, www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the...
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894. Or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And I will always love you. And I
back. Just in case you've just joined us, you are listening to the Couples in Love Theory on What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are speaking with Robert and Joyce Howler, and we're going to go ahead and start answering some of your emails. Here's one that says, Miss Donna, I am so glad you're having this topic. My daughter just got engaged and her fiance is in the U.S. Army. Please ask Robert and Joyce, what were the main obstacles they faced in the service? They are listening. So I guess it's her children are listening.
Okay.
And this comes from Liz in Jacksonville. Liz, thank you for that.
Okay. Well, I would say one of the adversity that we had was just adjusting to military life, you know. I just really didn't have no idea what I was getting into. It was kind of like a new, unfamiliar territory that I was getting myself into. And during this time, you know, it was like Bob, he had just joined the Navy, and that meant that he would be scheduled for deployment for a number of times for at least 6 months, you know. And at this time, we was kind of like stationed in Philadelphia, and he got deployed for those 6 months. And I just, you know, it was just kind of hard because this was my first time being away from home. I didn't have any family support. And at this time, we had kids and I was working. And it was just really hard. And I was just, you know, that separation, I tell you, it was a beast because I was lonely. I was missing Bob, you know. And again, too, I was just only, what, like 25 years old? So I was still, you know, young. And so I never experienced this before. And so we actually was living on the base with other military couples. And when I tell you there were men everywhere, you know. And I was missing my husband, and there was temptation, and I actually saw women cheating on their husbands, and some even left their husbands, you know. And it was just really hard, and they received those, I'm sure, those Dear John letters. Because I was writing Bob back and forth, but there was a period of time when I really, really got depressed. And I just felt like this was all about Bob. It was his career. And I didn't have a career. So I really had to go deep in my spirit and seek the Lord and just kind of read the word, because I actually stopped writing Bob for a period of time. And
one thing about that, a lot of people understand that when people are out for deployment and you're away from your family and your loved ones, it's kind of hard on them also, especially, you know, when you quit hearing from them and they quit writing, and then your mind start wondering as to what's going on. And I faced that, but in the end, I went to the chaplain that was there, and I explained everything to him, that my wife has quit writing, haven't heard from her in a while. So he said, "You want me to send the Red Cross over there?" I said, "Yes." So what he did, he had the Red Cross actually go knock on her door and tell her what is actually going on. So nothing was actually happening. Like I said, she was depressed, and I was depressed because I wasn't hearing from her. And we actually started communicating again. But I want to say to everyone out there that's listening, if you have a loved one that's actually going into the service or that's into the service, don't stop writing them. Continue to write them, because that will uplift their spirit, and that will make life goes on much better for them. And one thing that you want to do that really make them smile, whatever your favorite cologne or perfume is, just put a little bit on the letter, so when they open it up, they will get that scent of you, and they will get a real big smile on their face. So he's going to go into a lot of training, and a lot of things going to be hard, but he will keep his mind on you. And one way you can continue to do that is don't forget him. Continue to write one another, your family, your friends, everyone. Keep writing and encouraging them, and they'll be able to make it through fine.
And see, with my situation, I knew that Bob loved me and the kids, and I could not see myself leaving him, you know. But I also know that it was only God that kept us together, because I had invited him into our relationship prior to our marriage. So it's like you really do need to have the Lord in your life that's going to keep you focused on him instead of what's going on around you.
And I'm sure they are so grateful for you all to, you know, with your transparency and to really letting them know what's going on. And that's one of the things that we like about this show so much, is our goal is to certainly to enlighten and inspire and encourage as well. And so I'm sure that they are very grateful for your answers. Here's one that says, "Etiquette Lady, thanks for your show addressing couples. Please ask Joyce and Robert, how did the constant military travel affect their relationship?" And this comes from Marion in Detroit. Thank you, Marion, for that.
Well, like I said, it was the traveling part was not so bad. It was just that the separation. I mean, we traveled, and like I said, Bob would get deployed 3-6 months out of time, and it would be like, you know, just kind of like you had to kind of find yourself with other, you know, meeting other people to try to get a sense of family again, because you would be deployed to different states and different places, and it's like you had to gather your new friends, and so you had to kind of make new friends and just kind of center yourself around people that could really give you that support you need as far as family goes, because military is kind of like a knit family of people together, and we kind of stick together because we know what we're going through. We are there without family, so we become a family. So you have to really kind of get involved with the people around you, because if you don't, you'll find yourself, you know, your mind will be idle, and you might do some things that, you know, you might not want to do, and like separate or divorce, because that separation period is a beast. It's not easy for everyone, you know.
And yeah, one thing you got to realize, no matter where you're deployed at, they have groups and clubs specifically for folks, you know, that when they go on deployment, so that you're not, and you don't have to just sit around and be idle, but they have other wives and other groups, even for their kids, where you can get together. And like I say, you can send, as we call them, care packages, so that you can have little things that you send to your husbands and wives, because we do have women on deployment too, and men back home and kids. So that will keep your mind off on nothing by you being in a little group, as we say, the wives club and all. That will keep yourself together, and you can sit there and comfort each other. But the deployment itself, if you look at it as a vacation that the government is paying for every 2 years, it will give you a better sense as to what is coming. And then that way, when times are, as they, a lot of folks say, are hard, you will understand that it's just for a little while. And when we come back, we will pack up and we'll go somewhere else. And like I told my wife before, you know, that once I actually discharge, vacation is not going to stop. And actually, once we discharge, I had to start paying for my vacation before the government just sent me on vacation. And we would send us, pack us up, move us to another house, and we would enjoy the next town that we go to, meet new friends, and start all over again.
Wow. Thank you so much for that. And thanks for that email. And in case you're just joining us, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are having a wonderful conversation with a wonderful couple as part three of our Couples in Love series. And they are sharing information about how they've actually made their marriage work, kept their marriage together over the last 37 years, and many of those years they were stationed in the military. And so it sounds like what you were saying is basically like the wives would have a support group, right? Is that kind of what that
yes.
would be? Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, so here's one that says, excuse me, Ms. Donna, thank you for what you do. You really are making the world a polite place to live. Thank you for the Couples in Love series. I shared your show link with our couples ministry at church. Many couples have thanked me for sharing, and this series has already been a blessing. This comes from Louise in Canton, Georgia. Thank you, Louise. I am so glad that it is helping, and it has been a blessing. We've received some testimonies as well on yesterday, too, about the series. That's why I definitely wanted to keep the series going in order to encourage, especially with as high as the divorce rate is. So we're just basically hearing some great and sound information on how to make it work. I mean, because it's not easy, as you're hearing, that it is not easy, and it's not marriage is never on autopilot. Correct?
No, it's never on autopilot, because there are storms that you have to go around, and sometimes you may have to take a dip here, and then all of a sudden you rise back up into the sunlight. So if it was just autopilot, anybody can get married and there would never be a divorce, but there are some turbulence in marriage, and the question most marriage people are going to contest it.
Yeah. And I have another. I'm sorry, I something is going on with my throat, but I'm determined we're going to get through this show because it is very, very important. So you all just excuse me up front. You may hear me trying to clear my throat and chest, so I'm trying to drink water as well as we go on. Joyce, were you getting ready to offer another comment?
Oh, no, you can go ahead. No,
okay.
I wasn't.
Okay, so there's one. It says, Miss Donna, my family and I have listened to your show for almost 5 years, and you are consistent with solid topics. I am contemplating marriage, and it's good to hear this information beforehand. Thank you. And this comes from Mark from Miami. Thank you, Mark, for listening and for your support over the last 5 years. I appreciate that. So, yes, so in other words, this is being very helpful. So, you know, it's so good to hear some real-life, genuine information as what you all are offering, and I am so grateful that you're willing to do that. Any other obstacles that you guys would like to share that maybe the audience would certainly be appreciative of?
Well, we would just like to... maybe not obstacles, but we can kind of give some advice about our marriage. One of the things that I can say about Bob and I is that we just never changed, and meaning that we still hold hands. You know, I'm sort of a touchy-feeling type person. I mean, a lot of times wherever we go, you may see us still holding hands. And I just think that's kind of unique because you don't see that anymore. And a lot of people, they just don't, you know, couples, they just don't seem to be that in love anymore to the point where they are, you know, touchy-feeling people, I guess. I'm not sure. But I just think that one of the things that help us stay together as well is that we pray. You know, we have prayer time in the morning together. We hold hands and we pray. And we pray in the evening before we go to bed. And I think that keeps our faith and our mind focused on the Lord. I mean, we just have a real, true relationship with God. And we sometimes we come together and we study the Word of God together. So I think that helps because that puts your values and your priorities straight. You know, you know that the Lord is the head of your house.
Yeah, one other thing you got to realize that when you get married, you date it up to that point. Don't stop dating just because you got married. Just like Joyce and I, we made a date night for Friday night since we've been married. Every Friday night's been our date night. Even when we had the kids had to go on our date night. And whether we just sit at home, enjoy one another, or go in the kitchen and cook dinner together, or we'll sit on the couch and watch a movie together, or even just go out and have dinner together. Set a time out for yourself away from everything else, and every year go on vacation just 2 years because you can reunite what you always had. And when you start going to your room and she start going to her room, and then you will set a distance between you. But you always got to put yourself together, put yourself in each other's arms. And just like a lot of times, you know, when we actually hug, I tell you my hands kind of go a little lower than they should be, but I just let them know I'm still interested in you. And right now you're mine. So like I said, don't just stop because you get married. You keep going what you did to get married. You keep going after you're married. So as I would say, Copperfield once in a while.
That is beautiful. In other words, certainly what I hear you all really expressing is you want to continue to express your love to each other and certainly pray together. That's very strong because, of course, you hear a couple or a family that prays together stays together. And so it sounds like that is accurate. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes, it is correct. Mm-hmm. Put God first. You know, that's what we do, and we try to raise our kids up, you know, for these young couples that may be coming up together. One of the things they can do is they can, you know, pray together, let the kids see them pray, and so that they can follow and, you know, be a good leader for them, too. see Jesus and what they do, you know, because mm-hmm. kids will follow what you do.
Sure.
Not what you say, it's
yeah.
what you do.
Yeah,
you know?
I was going to say that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, you know, you can say it all you want, but it's the action that they see is what they tend to emulate, right?
Right? Mm-hmm.
And then date night, that, you know, and I know a lot of people are probably saying, well, you know, date night, we're no longer dating, we're married. But,
mm-hmm.
of course, what I just heard Robert say was, you know, whatever you did to get her or to get him, you have to keep doing it. So,
right.
you know, you can keep that flame burning and alive. And I see you all, too, and I think it's just so cute when I see you all holding hands and everything. But you know what? And I'll piggyback on something you said a moment ago, Joyce, that you don't see that a lot. And oftentimes if we see older couples that are expressing, you know, they're touching, they're holding hands or something like that, we normally think, oh, wow, they must have just got married. Isn't that common? Or
right.
Somebody
right.
like, oh, they must have just got married.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still
That's true.
Holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
it should be just
the opposite, don't you think?
I
wow.
think so.
Yes, it should be. Yeah, the flame continue to burn when you hold hands.
Yeah. I think that is so wonderful. We're going to take another real quick break, and we will be right back, and we will come in for a landing. So don't go away.
Okay.
Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com. Sullivan Electric Services Company, LLC, specializes in new commercial and residential wiring, rewiring, service and panel upgrades, outlets, dedicated circuits, surge protection, and time clocks. In addition to interior and exterior lighting, there's landscape lighting, recessed can lights, security cameras, low voltage wiring, and more. Sullivan Electric Services consistently receives 5-star ratings. For additional information, go to www.sullivanelectric.com. www.sullivanelectric.com. SullivanElectric.com or call 770-559-1159. 770-559-1159. At Sullivan Electric, we light the world the most excellent way. This commercial was produced.
Congratulations, Etiquette Lady, on your show's 12th year anniversary.
And I will love you. And I will love you.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we are back, and we've had a wonderful conversation with Robert and Joyce Howard. They've been married for 37 years. And they have really shared a lot. They've been very transparent with us, and they really have a solid marriage, and they've shared some things that they do to be able to keep their marriage good. And one of the main components, or the third chord of their marriage, if you will, is the Lord. And so, and they've talked about the Lord several times, that's who's actually anchored their marriage. And I have one more quick email I want to read that we just received. And it just says, Miss Donna, my son wants to join the military, but I'm concerned about the military under our current president. Please ask Bob his opinion. Comes from Mary, and Mary is in Noblesville. And that's if you have an opinion about that.
Bracken.
Oh, okay. Bob, can you start over for me, please?
Okay. No, I believe, you know, a lot of people want to just believe that the president do everything and just probably want to get us into a war. But a lot of the decision that he's under pressure to make, he's not making those decisions by himself. His whole war cabinet actually make those decisions with him, because he's not in a position just by being a president to say, okay, take this person out or take that person out. You have to understand that it's not that just that easy to do, because there's a lot of coordination that have to actually go into that. And I tell you, one of the jobs that I was in for 3 years, I was actually part of the 273rd Military Intelligence Detachment. So we had to receive a lot of data from a lot of places before something like that can happen. And if you remember back during the Bush Wars that was started, a lot of information comes in, and you have to disseminate the information. And a lot of times, like this last Iran strike, it wasn't something that just made on the snap of a finger or flip of a coin, because that man was actually tracked long before they actually strike him. But what's going to happen, I just put into the hands of the Lord, because as they tell us that the government is on his shoulders, it's not our shoulders. And the only thing we got to do is believe and trust in him, and then everything will be fine. But like I say, if your young ones want to go into the service, it's true, yes, they could be sent to war. But right now, I believe these wars will come to an end. If the Afghanistan signing, I believe this week, will actually come to pass, and then a lot of those wars actually in Afghanistan will come to end. And if we continue to pray, like I said, don't just pray for ourselves. We need to be praying for the government, because if we get the prayer and pray together, even in the distance as we are, God, he's not a person that is right here that only hears our prayers, but he hears the prayers of the whole nation. We come together in prayer, we can change a whole lot of things in Washington, whether it be the president, if you don't like him or dislike him, whether it be his cabinet, whether you like him or dislike him. Talk to the Lord, and he will handle everything that you have your concerns about. You continue to talk to him, and he will talk to he will talk to you, and he will even talk to those people in D.C. And don't have to just be D.C. It can be Iran, Afghanistan, any place in the world. Spread a little joy out there. Ask the Lord to touch all those people out there, and you'll be surprised how quick things can change.
Yes, thank you so much for that. And I'm sure she is listening, and she has taken some comfort in that as well. Well, once again, everyone, you have been listening to our special Couples in Love series. And can't you tell that Robert and Joyce are in love? And it's been 37 years. So how about that? Okay. And I so, again, appreciate you all for joining us. I've been looking forward to the visit. And either one of you have about, because we have about 2 minutes before we conclude, if you want to say anything a little last?
Well, I just want to say that it's all about respecting one another, you know. Bob, he knows exactly what I like. And so as far as my food taste goes, you know, sometimes he surprised me with little things, you know, my favorite drink or my favorite dessert. He'll pop up with it. And I just love that about him. And so I just think that you really, once you've been together for a long period of time, you get to know each other, favorite things and things that they like and don't like. And so I just would say that you just compliment each other, you know, just be kind and be nice and be respectful.
Yeah, one other thing that I realized that I believe in, we actually moved and I wanted an unfinished basement. So I wanted a, as they say, a man cave. But right next to my man cave, she has her she shed. So right there, she have everything that she wants right next to me in her she shed. It's actually a stencil on the wall saying her happy place. So even when we're apart, we're still together. Only a door separates us. So like I say, just like I mentioned before, remember those things that you did before you got married, continue to do them after you got married, and your marriage will last.
Wonderful, and just so beautifully put from a beautiful couple. Well, listen, thanks again, everyone, for supporting our show. Thanks for listening, those of you that are sending in emails. We certainly appreciate that. If you're joining us for the first time, thank you. And, of course, we always thank our loyal listeners who tune in each time we have a show. We're glad that you are a part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. And if you have an etiquette question or a topic that you would like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. And we appreciate those of you that tell your friends and family about our show or forward the link to them so they can listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. We know we can only do this. It's only possible, and we can do it one person at a time. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That's one of my favorite proverbs. Comes from Proverbs 3:3. Thanks again for tuning in. Make sure you initiate a random act of kindness this week. It is free to do that. Let somebody out that's trying to pull over, change lanes. Hold the door open for somebody. Smile, speak. Those are acts of kindness. We can definitely use more acts of kindness, okay? But again, thanks again for joining us. Good night, take care, and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we will discuss another exciting topic.